dos grandes repassos. Quando nos acordávamos, ia duas gerachas do gerachas do que Higo e Amaco e fui sim. That at the place of the Bruce, then a cross was formed. Now a cross is formed and the place of the Bruce only is 3 days after the Bruce took place. It has to take 3 days before a cross is formed at the place of the Bruce. So he will be a Mako, they will do as a Shreisha Yomi, Kedem Shrit. So that means if he managed to form a cross, so he probably, the Bruce took place at least 3 days before the Shrit. Before the Shrit. Suppose, let's say, Ruben is the farmer, the Meche, and he sold the Behemoth to Shimon, the Taboch, Shimon the Taboch, and then Shimon the Taboch. So then, after the Shchita, he found this Machat impacted in the Beit Mikdashes, and we see that there is a cross was formed in the place of the Bruce where the Machad leader was infected, pierced through. So if we know that Reuben sold the behemoth to Shimon, that Reuben sold the behemoth to Shimon, that Reuben sold the behemoth to Shimon before this market took place. So then it's not the Megachdos. But it was sold after the market took place, so it is the Megachdos. So he would be a Mako the Yahuwah Shechidom Kinin Shechit. No, he would be a Mako. So then we don't know whether the time of the Mechir. No, he would be a Mako. So he. That no cross was formed, so then we don't know when the Neket took place with the Machat, whether before the Mechire or after the Mechire. So then, Hamitzi Mechavere, Olavarayim. In other words, who is the Meitzi? The Rikeach. The Rikeach is the Meitzi. So, in other words, because he already paid Dom. He paid $100 for the bait. Now he found that there is a machat infected in Shmei Zodim, so it's rape. So he said it's a mekhtoes. What do I use this bait? I can't use it. I can't eat it. So I want back the $100. So he's the bait in Rekiah. He already paid the $100 to the Melechem. So the Melechem tells him, you want to be reimbursed. The $100 I should give you back, I should refund to you. The $100, fine. You produce evidence that will show that at the time when I sold it, so it was very infected. How do I know? Maybe it became infected after I sold it. So at the time I sold it to you, it was in Hema Shlema. Why should I refund to you the money? Right, let's see that. Because the farmer is the meicher and the taboch is the keah. Well, a taboch should be your day. Why do we say, Rashi explains, that why the taboch the meicher is your day? It all depends. Whether Rikeach already paid the money, the $100, to the Meicher or he didn't. If the Rikeach already paid the $100 to the Meicher, so who has the $100? Who didn't put the $100? The Meicher didn't put the $100. And the Rikeach wants a refund. He's amazing. But suppose the Rikeach didn't pay the $100. And the Meicher demands the Rikeach should pay the $100. And the Rikeach said, why should I pay you the $100? Maybe it was already not good. The Misakensis was already not good at the time when I meet the kids in it, some merely to make a toys. So in Ochaname, so then the Meir should have the burden of proof to produce evidence that will show that it was not a previous yet. And here, the Praise says some that the Rikiach is always the Meitzin, so this is after Rashi says, well, a Kabbalah should meet to the other in his stomach, whole Kabbalah, the Yodim Suzeh, the Yahweh Mechidusim. Because usually, business people act with caution, So in other words, the farmer would not let the Rikiach be Meishir, the Behemoth, until he gets the money for it. So Nastam, the Rikiach already, since the Rikiach already was Meishir Behemoth, so he probably, before he was Meishir, so he gave the money. Now the Rikiach wants to know the Mekabel transaction and get a refund of the money. So the Rikiach is amazed. So the question is, why does the Vaisa say here that why should they apply the same rule regarding every nekev? Let's say nekev in the rain. So if the sheikh had checked in the heme, or the tabak checked in the heme, and then he finds a maha impacted in the rain, so it's right. Whether we find the Koradam or we don't find the Koradam. So even if we don't find the Koradam, but if the Mahat is impacted in the Rei, it's Rei. If the Mahat is impacted in any other organ, then it's Matri, Vinikuma. So we are Matri then. And why don't we say there, in view of the fact that the Mahat was found impacted in the Rei, and there is no Koradam, so that should prove that the Mahab became impacted after Shride. We don't say that. Why? Because it's possible that the Mahab should be Minaki and no mark of doubt should remain, nothing in white blood. So here too, why do we say here we got a Mahab found infected in the Beza cases, that if we don't find any current doubt, so that creates the presumption that the Mahab occurred in the Bisakinses, Efreshim. Umaychim Bolikud Alma, Abgabakitam Dorima, Hosom Nekem Yisra, Ochekimi Kemahab, Yisra Yimushritu, Yisra Hansay. In other words, when we don't find a Nekem, if we just, in any other, if we find a Nekem in an internal world, and there is no Maha, so then it's very likely that there was bleeding. But where is the dry blood? Well, it didn't remain, because there is nothing to which the blood can cling. Mashiach came here when we found not just in Ekev, but in Ekev together with the needle. So if there had been blood at that time, that blood should have coagulated and clung to the Mahab, to the edge of the needle. So, and since we don't find any Kura Dam adhering to the surface, to the edge of the needle, so mainly it's a raya, there was no bleeding. Also, like in the Mishra, there is nothing to which it can cling. Hoche, Kimi, Kemaha, Isekim, Shrita, Mishra, it would have flung to the Maha, and we don't find any Kuradam clinking, adhering to the Maha. So it's a raya that it displays after Shem. Right, the Rashi. Also, the Kibbutz instruction to make the Maha, Kisha Adam Yitzei, who is Kalea Muach with Apostle Leila, Shem Yechem Yitomi, Misra Besoch Adam Bimaha. Omer Rav Sapo Abay, Chozemar, Haitzurim Rabbonon, Yosef Marobe, ויאמר רב אמרי בשמי, עכשיו חסד הבאי ושתנו דת ישראל תלמיד חוכם הווי פעם ארץ ישראל פעם דווס פעם ארץ ישראל ונזנאים ישראל אבירה ונזיס תלמיד חוכם רב אבירה מנשי ישראל תסטורי ויאמר מייסי ובו בפני רבי מה חדשנים צבו בביסה קייסס מצד אחד ותופו. So, because here the price says, Mahachim Tzavu Zakim Tzavu 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 what Rebbe passed. Sholachlei Yisabaye sent for him. He should come. So Rabbi Avirei didn't come to Abaye. We also let him. Also, so when Abaye saw that Rabbi Avirei doesn't come to him, he decided to go to Rabbi Avirei. Also, we came to him. So he went to the house where Rabbi Avirei stayed. Rabbi Koya Yitre. So Rabbi Avirei was standing on the roof of the house. And where was Abaye? At the bottom of the ground. Oh, my leeches, man, we leeches. Come down, and we'll talk. Lori leeches. So he refused to come down. Rabbi refused to come down to talk to Abaye. So Abaye saw that Rabbi was going down to him. So he went up to Rabbi. So he took the cabin, so he went up to the roof. Oh, my leeches, Abaye said to Rabbi, hey, what happened there with Rabbi? Because it was unbelievable. Tabaye, the Rebbe passed just like that, that Machat Shemutzah's wound, Lazim Zadecho Mishel. Omalei, so Abira said, Mavdek Nisiye Samo, I was the Gabbai, the Misadil of the Abteres, in the Misaknesses, Leile Merabe Rebbe, the great Rebbe, that's Rebbe, Rabin HaKodesh. We have Rabune Tzikiroye, Rabi Yeisi, Daob Goye, Yeishuva. So I was mishamish before Rabbi Nachmanich, Rabbi Avira. And Rabbi Avira must have been a very old man. He's not moving because there were a few generations between Rebbe and Abaye. And here he told what happened to him when he was a young man and he was mishamish. He was the Misadir of the Gabbai, the Misadir of the Afteras. So he was the Gabbai before Rebbe and now. We already had a few days of Amoroyim intervening. So he must have been a very old man. So it says, we have a Rabbunet Zikaroye, the Rabbi Yitzvidoye, Yeishoyimah, who was with me Rabbi, Machach Mitzvim Zakeinses, Mitzadecho, we hope for Rabbi turn it over, who motto of El Kuredam. So it's not difficult, Rabbi Zikaroye, because the Pharisee itself says that Nimtzol and Kuredam, we do Hashem very shrieking, even though it's Mitzadecho. So what we see from this Gemara, that when the Vayse says, Nimtzol and Kuredam, we do Hashem very shrieking, Nimtzoseh, so it means, even if it's impacted Mitzadecho, not only if it's impacted Mishneizo. We are forever what we are going to do. We are not in a Shonake, to a Damnai, in the heavy mini booze. How did we get this droplet of blood clinging to the knee? Obviously, there was a booze. So it must have pierced through both fronts, and then it was pushed back. I mean, that's the reason. That's why he said, if there is need to go down, if there needs to go down, even though it's only infected with this data, not with this data, but the question is, how is it we find out? Obviously, at the very outset, it pierced through both valleys of these cases. And then it was pushed in back. It was pushed back. How can it be pushed with its thick edge head on? So that the more explained it, because of the food, there is an excess of food there in these cases. So that exerts a pressure. That's what the more said. Amre Hoso, the third line, that professor Dalet, Kim Dikeyachor Mashkin, Eimu Yachor Mashkin Dochkur. before. So this is the business why Rebbe was Matzah. But only because it was Nitzor Kodam. Mitinen Shemakot Kodam Nal Omalei Shabai Yisendor Abadire Torach Tarach Hidatu Yosoyes Torach Toriach or Torach Tariyo Lahu Gavro. So, I mean, this person who just caused me a lot of trouble, Abai said, he was referring, he was referring to Rabira. And he said that Rabira caused him a lot of trouble, because he had to go to him, and then he had to go up the roof, and hear what, hear exactly that Rabbi was not perfect on the basis of the fact that there was a good damo that he knew, and he didn't have to rematria himself. So he says, Torah Tal, the Autoria, Halu Dabre, Masmus, Hemsen Zagens, Shenit, Purahu. Show Habay, Mr. Dabi, Matin, Samuel Mahmoud, 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 Samuel Bob Holly is at his targets, and what's our Mahat will be in Bahut here down. Oma, in the Mahat will be in Bahut down to nine come. Tora Toya Kagame coming to Hakuri City Shalatsi way. She is a very excellent. Rich Nahmine, Tora Tali, when Italian Rachel had it, he was not in his head. In other words, so Tali means when a person makes movements in aimlessly, without any direction. Sometimes a person makes movements with the purpose, with the goal, direction. But there we more, when a certain Amir saw a certain person nodding with his head all the time, aimlessly. So that showed, so he said, he told that it is a training. So we see the Talia means to make movements in an aimless manner, without any purpose. So in other words, when the person sustains trouble, but he accomplishes something. Let's say with Abaye, he sustained all the trouble of going to Rabbira and going up, all the steps to the roof, and at least he found out to do Aloha, all right, so it would have been worthwhile. It wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have meant that he was making all the movements in innocence. But now that probably found out that Rebbe passed him, that he does put it down, so it's a Raya, that it happened. That it happened before Shri, well, that's in which advising precious. So Torah Talia, in other words, he had trouble in vain. Talia means without any purpose, aimlessly. He had trouble in vain, for nothing he had trouble. Torah Talia, I would have a sense, it's like in your hood. Come in Torah, we see Shalat, we have a Shri, 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 we have a Shri. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam and this Zimba. That's a very basic machlekes. Because here, the Braise says, Macha Chemitzitz, Yerube Bezakinsis. Yerube Bezakinsis, Zadechot Cheo, Mishnitzel Fego. So the Braise emphasizes, Yerube Bezakinsis, Zadechot Cheo. So according to Rashi, it implies only when it was found impacted in the Nefer of the Bezakinsis. If it's Mitzadechot, you remember the Mitzadechot. So if Mitzadechot, so it's Cheo, because the Mitzadechot has a double member, double skin, a double member. In other words, two tvaras. So if it was found infected only in one infant, not in the other, so that means it didn't penetrate through and through. And we don't have to be Chesh, maybe it did penetrate. Maybe we don't have to be Chesh, maybe it did penetrate. And then it was pushed back. That would not have the changes. So according to Rashi, only by the Zakensis we say it's a Dechachir. But suppose the Mahat was found in Pekdesh in the day, the membrane of the Hemses, which has only one membrane, one day fed. So then, even though it did not pierce through, it didn't penetrate from one side to the other. As long as it is remained sticking, it was found sticking inside membrane, even though it didn't penetrate it through and through. So it's right. That's according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Tam, So not only by Mahachan Yitzobun is a case of that Kiyon, even by Hemsis, if he doesn't penetrate through and through, so then it's by Hemsis, it's Kiyon, it's not Hemsis. Now let's see, basically discuss the fortune. Out of the Hemsis, Abdul Sadecho, Chonoka Pavarita, he prayed for Kafkirish Rashim of Machen, because the Tsuke is found in Shabbos and in Suez. But he went into a Mabun Sloy. She prayed for Hoy of the Kabul of Hotia, but in the name of the Kunika, the Hashim of Shemit. So we see the Pierce of this Russian thesis. The thesis has two alternate explanations in Russian. According to Rashi Shite, so only by the cases. So we say if it was only in Tzadechot, if it was found impacted in one defect of the membrane of the Isa cases, so it's Cheo. Only if it is found impacted in both membranes, both families of the membrane. Mashem Kim Gabriel says, even if it was found infected and didn't penetrate neighbor area, it's also there. But there is another possible explanation that where we know that it didn't pierce through neighbor area, then it's not rain. But we said it's why by him says, even if it was found infected in part of the membrane and not penetrating through the whole membrane, from one side to the other, this would be, let's say, this is one way from this last one. So if the Mahat will be found infected this way, so then it is a certain thing. But if it was found infected only one day then, it's not a thing. So according to one shot in Russia, so but then by him says even though it's infected and doesn't penetrate neighbor anywhere, it is still painful. So one shot is because by him says the membrane is relatively thin. So even if it doesn't penetrate through and through, it's still painful. But in case, like the membrane of the Sakensis, which has a double dating, so the male it's relatively thick. So when is it a trip? Only when it pierces it, lay there, lay. That's one shot. But there is another shot. That if we knew that it didn't pierce the evil lay there, then it wouldn't be trip. Even by Hemsis. But by Hemsis, if it was found sticking just the part of the membrane and not penetrating the evil lay there, so then it is trifle anyway, because we assume, we anticipate the possibility that at first it did pestle, and then it was pushed back. So it is the afkemine between the first washing and the second washing, in the case where we know it didn't penetrate later. We know it didn't penetrate later either. Let's say where the nekev occurred in part of the membrane because of the sickness, not because of the leaving. If the nekev occurred in part of the membrane of the hemsis, because of the needle, so then we say that we have to anticipate the possibility that at first it did penetrate completely the whole membrane, and then it was pushed back. But suppose the whole nekev occurred as a result of sickness, not of piercing by needle, so then we cannot even anticipate the possibility that at first it did penetrate the way you and then it was infected. May have a taste, we should say that. So I feel we need to play about the inspiration, right? For the word, the couple of what's the area, so still by him says, it's a therefore didn't go to be penetrating the way there, so it's right. Which we may not be cool anytime, because the fact it's very likely that it penetrates the way there, the Hashim and Shemri Ivri, and then I'm part of the membrane, so it's scar tissue growing. That's why it doesn't penetrate the way there. So that doesn't cure the naked. Okay, for the Hashim, that we mentioned very spirit. The man, the high is the most. The old don't mask his name, says it back in Sakin, Shem, it is the host. The mash. You can be naked before, so how can Rashi say that by him says,
even if it's not like the flesh. He's saying, and so he is, and I should explain to you more, love that the lechutz in the flesh. I would tell him, a lechutz la pechutz, ulachuke, mitve zeh and zeh zeh. When vice, the Mishnah says, Hem says, if it's a case, it should be for the chutz. So the connection of Hem says, it also says, should be for the chutz. But even if it's not for the chutz, even if it doesn't penetrate through and through, but it should be trade for anyway. So when the Mishnah says she need the chutz, it doesn't mean that here when it's nikah neilah leila. But the chutz means rafuke the case where the nekef occurred in the place of juncture between the hemtzes and the bisakis. So there is an opening that leads the food through which the food drops from the bisakis into the hemtzes. So when the Mishnah says hemtzes vacation from the chutz, it means la puke in the neck of a curd in the place of juncture. So then one protects the other. But so when we say that Hemse Shemika is straight for even though it doesn't penetrate the way there, only when it is not being kept in the place of juncture, but the hoods. That it was found impacted, and the sakinches, raise it sad with me, because if it is such a good, so then we have to be chenches, maybe the naked was wrapped into the meshet, and then it pierced its way outside the Chalagu, and then it pierced again, in the question. Oh, so that is Rashi. V'nir al-Rabbetam, Reimashi, Yitrei Bebo'edikad, El-Chotze Yashlemses. So according to Rashi, the price here emphasizes, only by Uber Bisakezen is Adar Chiro, because it has a double David. But by him says, even though it has only one David, so even though it didn't penetrate Neval Eivre, and the needle only pierced half of the skin, half of the membrane, it's already trayvah. So it says that's a kustaba rabbe tamsin. V'nir al tamay ma shei trayvah in yakev lachot yashlem. V'nir al ei, v'hem says nam mitzadachot sheiro. So rabbe tam is chereg al rashi. That according to Rashi, when the price says he has a Zadachiro, so it implies that vis-a-vis a case in Zadachiro. But vis-a-vis says he has a Zadachiro. According to Rametam, it doesn't make any difference. Even vis-a-vis him says, so Zadachiro is Chiro. What do you mean by the case in Zadachiro? If by him says Zadachiro is Chiro, why do the price emphasize this connection with Zadachiro? He says, the Buse command, the fish in the Shreelis, from Ashmore, the Ab, or that should be cut in the Hapo Chole, the Shero, actually, Fushnei, because one could argue, by him says, well, it has only one membrane, so naturally, if it doesn't penetrate, neither way there, so it doesn't come free. Machine came, Gabin is a case, where it has two membranes, two families in the membrane, and it penetrated one defect completely, this defect penetrated completely, but the other defect, not as yet, since it penetrated, the needle penetrated one defect completely, so that it's all penetrated. So from Ashwar, the deep by the sakinses, where it has two families, so there's more of a reason to say that where it penetrated only through one defect, it shouldn't be penetrated. So from Ashwar, the deep by the sakinses, there's two families, but if it penetrated only the one thing completely, but not the other thing said, it's not true. Mas wat de figuur is zo'n afgrond, zeer als in de zweer. Die hadden nu nog een tabel op zeer onder, maar die namen niet steeds onder twee, maar dat is niet zo'n schiet in. Wees de mannen taam, de haar namen vies. Die zou gedijde gaan in af, die schreef door die, die moet je niet beschreven, is zeer, die is een zeer van dat de hemd is. En toen ben ik zo'n beschoemen, waarvan nu nee, deze winkels, magie, zo'n jezus alleen, hier daar geen geluid en niet voor, hier ga je maar niet eens op zeer, kom maar schoon nog heel veel, dan kan ze ons een andere winkel zijn, is gewaai, de prijs, ik kan ze niet zo'n echt op zeer. To tell us, de toon is niet zo'n echt op zeer, wat nu steeds door die, die schreef voor, even though, one could raise the argument, that in Mishnei Dodim Shemshel, why? Because there is a lot of fatty things, fatty food that covers up that becket. So I would say that this fatty food that covers up the becket should cure the becket. So from Ashkelon, that it doesn't cure it.
Does Rabbeinu hold from the outside also of the base kosher, and that side, from that one side also it's kosher? Or only from Bifnim? In other words, we said we were choshesh that the machat came out of the veshet if the nekev was in the outside, according to Rashi.
No, if it is in the outside, so then you anticipate the possibility
that it was from the veshet.
That it was dropped into the meshet, then it pierced.
And this is also according to
Rabbeinu. One second, and came outside into the halagu, and then it pierced again.
Also according to Rabbeinu.
In that case, it's always everybody's waiting. If it is found outside, so then it's raven, because then we have to anticipate the possibility. How did it come sticking outside?
But if we see only the one neck, couldn't we say that it came through the inside of the basic closest and the inside neck of in the inside dolphin it got healed? But we don't find that all.
If we find a mahat sticking outside. The internal organs into the whole Abu, so then we anticipate the possibility. How did it come this way? The answer is, together with all the food, the mahab was also found. And then, after being dropped into the patient, it pierced the membrane outside the whole Abu, and it remains sitting that way. All right. So hey, the Rabbi Tam, dein Name ist Jesu. Die Sau gedeiht, am Ina hat mich nicht so wirklich, mit mir ist Schero, mit dieser Schere, auch gar die Hänse, und du bist schon die Schere, die Schumme. Weil am Ina weiß, ich gab dir, welches, der Schumme, mit dem schon in der Rehm, mir da war der Fehler ist, schon nicht vor, ihr Chalma Wiedleiso, die Direktum ist perforated, and the hip supported, so you choose the Rehm. Komm, mach schon noch ein Fehler, why not? Why don't we say that the Schumann, that adjoins the Deifen and the Hemses, of the Hemses, should cure the Nekev. The answer is that the Gemara says, that is the Gemara that we skipped, that the Gemara says that there are two kinds of fatty foods. There is the Chilev Toyer and the Chilev Tomer. So, I mean, really, Chilev is that which is Chilev Tomer. Chilev Toya is not called Chilev, it's called Shumen. It's called Shumen. So, in other words, so we say that what constitutes a protection? Only the Chilev Toya, the Chilev Toya, the Shumen, constitutes a protection. But the Chilev that is Osea, the Shumen that is Osea, the Chilev Tome, does not constitute a protection against the Nekev. So that's why we say that is in pages that Shumen is not a protection, because Chilev Osa, that human, that fatty portion that covers up the Nekev, that adjoins the deepening of the Hem says, so that's Chilev Osa, so that does not cure the Nekev. Beating. So in other words, we have the machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu. Rashi and Rabbeinu. According to Rashi, so only vis-a-vis the Nisakeises, so if it means on the Tzadeh of Yitzchero. But vis-a-vis the Hemses, which is a relatively thin Deifen, even if it doesn't penetrate the, even if it though it's not penetrating the Nekev, maybe by the way there, it's also painful. It's also painful. Either because the an account of the fact that it's a very thin membrane, so the mayor even if it penetrates just half of that membrane, it makes a claim that per se, or because we are hinting that it did penetrate naval Ava and then it was pushed back. Machinkin Mesa cases, if we see it sticking only in one paper of the Mesa cases. Not the other, since it has a double paper, so it's very unlikely that it penetrated through both valleys and then it was pushed back. Because it's a double paper, but Mahem says it's a one paper and very thin, and a thin one. So we have to anticipate that possibility. That's a contrast. But the contrast of the town, even by Hem says, if it's a derhot, so it's Sheol. It's Sheol. Because the naked in half of the thickness of the Dayton of the Hem says is not Makri, and we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe it did penetrate the whole thing and then push back. Because as long as we don't see that it did penetrate Mabel Ava, we don't have to anticipate that possibility. So there are three things that in the course of time, so people started to call one thing the other. In other words, let's say, Gemara says, mentions three things. One of the three things is Arode and Tzatziko. Arode is Sheol. As Nahom. And Tzavtzipe is not Sheol. So the Gemara says in the course of time, so there was a change in the nomenclature. In other words, what the Deiris of Sheol was called Arode, so the Deiris Achrim is called Tzavtzipe, vice versa. What the Deiris of Sheol was called Tzavtzipe, so the Deiris Achrim is called Arode. And then the Gemara says the same thing is true. Hemses and Mesakis. Hemses is the same thing as Hublare in Aramaic. So Hemses is Hublare. So what Deiris of Shemim was called Hublare, so Deiris Achrim is called Isakensis. And what Deiris of Shemim was called Isakensis, so Deiris Achrim is called Hublare. That's what Gemara says. So Abim Amadrikim Galahanet Latin Mishan Shmai. Hublare because Hublare, what Deiris of Shemim was called Hemses Hublare. So the Deiris Achrim is called Iskakeses, and what the Deiris of Shemim was called Mesakeses. So the Deiris Achrim was called Hublar. So the Manachemine, we machat shemimso for Mesakeses. The Ashle Manachemise is a contrameta, or the Kavaya Mutsadar Sheiro, the Shem to the Trevo, Gamli Hublar. So we should have a contrameta, we understand that. Because according to Rashi, if we find the Machat in the Hemses, in the Hublare, what is Hublare? Hemses. That which was called Hublare, Hemses, Bideres and Shem, that's Hemses. And so if we find a Machat impacted, only semi-impacted, in the defense, in the membrane of the Hemses, so it's right. If we find a Machat semi-infected, not penetrating naval area in the Mesa cases, so it's Sheol. So maybe we have to know, because somebody will come and rest the shower, now the Deiris Achrim, they will come to the Dayan and rest the shower. They'll say, I found the Machat semi-infected in the Hublare, the Deiris Achrim. So we have to know, since he said in the Hublare, So we call it today Hublare. So that means that actually it's a Mesa cases. And the Macha semi-infected in the Mesa cases is Sheol. So that's not the rule. But according to Rabbi Tam, that when the Macha is semi-infected, whether it is semi-infected in the Hemses, or it is semi-infected in the Mesa cases is Sheol, only when it penetrates Meimar Eiva, then it's right. And if it is fully impacted, it penetrates Meimar Eiva, then it's right both the Hemses and the Mesakis. So what's not given there? What difference does it make? How people call it? It's the same deal. There's the Kasha against Rabbeinu. So, Ashtemanach, like, who says it? Hobbit Alvaya Mimtadar Sheol. Mishneh is going to play for so according to Rashi, there is an afterlife. So we have to know what is what. That when people say today Huvale, they mean that it's a case. So it shouldn't be matri when it's seven infected. And if people say that they found that seven infected in it's a case, but what if they call it today is a case, it means it's actually the hemses, the Huvale. So it should be treated. But according to our time, it doesn't make any difference. Call it this, call it that. It's a matter of semantics. We shouldn't make the mistake and say that mitzadechot nishero, so that is because it's mentioned. Hubler is hemses. Hubler is mitzadechot nishero, so that the hubler and the haime hemses. She'ato kelim leisa cases. Avon mashi kelim achshav huber. Haimu mashi reyotimu nivet leisa cases. Avon mitzadechot reyde. Hoi mu bimita pirshoi. And that would be just the opposite. So in other words, that's why we have to tell us, we have to know exactly. We have to know exactly. Iname shoi mitna name shoi treyfo. The avon mashi kelim leisa achshav leisa cases. The hemses. Avon but the shikim nachshav huvale, do ma shikim from these cases. After we shnei zon chile, the hamim of yer shemitvo, yer chayim amin meiso. So that's why we know his story. Now, we have to understand this price. On one hand, the price says, machat shemitzo huvale these cases, mitzadechot et shere. We shnei zon chile. What is the thing in connection with mitzadechot the hemses in machlekes Rashi and Chavletan? According to Rashi, mitzadechot, Bibihem says it's Renko, according to Ramadan, and most of Shem agree with Ramadan. So even by him says, Mitzadechot is Chem. But, Bisakhen says Mitzadechot. And the real Bisakhen says, what was called in the rest of Shem is Bisakhen says. Mitzadechot is certainly Chem. Certainly Chem. Only in Shnei is going to be Shnei. Then, the price continues and says, Mitzol for Ramadan, the Yodua Shem is Shnei Shrite. And if Nitzol of Kunadam, Yodua, Shechlechite means that even if it was infected, Mitzadechot, but if it's Nitzol of Kunadam, so it's Yodua, Shechlechite, and it's Shechlechite, and it's Reifo, and it's Reifo. The Rai is from the Gemore of Rebbe, who posted the Rebbe, Machat Shemitze Zbure Bishakeses, Mitzadechot, the Hofro Rebbe, who Motzol of Kunadam, the Taofro. So, in other words, it was mitzadechot, it was only infected mitzadechot, and still, since Rebbe found the Kura Dam, so it was matrix. So we see that when the Braise said, Nitzol Kura Dam, be a duash with me, shvita mitzrei, even in the case of mitzadechot mitzrei. And that we see from the more apparent. Then, when the Braise says, no Nitzol Kura Dam, be a duash lacha shvita, so it means, even if Nimtzo Mishnei Tzvodim, it's Kshero. Because if we Nimtzo the Kura Dam, so that means, and there is a little, so there is something to which the Dam could cling. And we don't find any signs of why Dam. So it's a Raya that the Nikum took place like Hashkite. So even if it was Nimtzo Mishnei Tzvodim, it's Kshero. So the question of why does he want to share? So the price is the Rav Zihra. On one hand, the price distinguishes between Nimtzo Mitzadechot and Nimtzo Mishneitzot. Nimtzo Mishneitzot. That Nimtzo Mitzadechot, so it's Kiro, by the second says, Nimtzo Mishneitzot is Kiro. Then the price says another thing, which negates this distinction. Then the price says that if it's Nimtzo Kuradam, so even if Nimtzo Mitzadechot, it's Kiro, that's the Gemara of Rebbe, and if it's not Nimtzo of Kiradam, so even if Nimtzo Mishnei is not in the Kshero. So, in what situation is there a difference between Nimtzo Mitzadechot and Nimtzo Mishnei is not in the Kshero? It's Nimtzo Mitzadechot, so even Nimtzo Mitzadechot is not in the Kshero. It's not in the Kshero, even Nimtzo Mishnei is not in the Kshero, because we take it for granted that it all happens after Shrita, everything can happen. You can cut it up, in 100,000 pieces and it will not become paper. So the question is, when, in what situation is there a difference between Nitzom Zarecho and Nitzom Shleitzom? One example. If it's Nitzom Zarecho, so you need Nitzom Zarecho and Shleitzom. If it's when Nitzom Zarecho, so you need Nitzom Shleitzom and Shleitzom. So when does the price distinguish between the case of Nitzom Zarecho and Nitzom Shleitzom? So many Mishnayim raise that question. So there are two solutions to this problem. One teretz is mentioned. So then it's a raya that then it's paper, even if it's Nitzom Zarecho. Because then we say, since it's Nitzom Zarecho down, so obviously the needle must have passed through the hole. Otherwise there wouldn't be any bleeding. When a needle just passes halfway in the Umeyadeite, it doesn't produce any bleeding. So if it's Nitzom Zarecho down, so even if Nitzom Zarecho, so it's paper. And obviously it's true that if it's going into the Torah Adam, even if we found it impacted, so it's also clear, because then it is a raya that everything happens last year. But suppose we find it semi-impacted, Zarecho. It's impacted, Zarecho. Semi-impacted. And so then, if we don't find any down, and it's found semi-infected, we are not mechuyev to be made and to turn it over the way Rebbe did it. Why did Rebbe do it? Well, Rebbe did something that he wasn't mechuyev to do. He just wanted to make sure. And unfortunately, he showed that it was grateful. But I'll tell you, if, let's say, someone comes to the shower before he dies, and he shows him a machab that is semi-infected in the wall, in the David of the Zakinsis, he's not the fear to bother and turn it over the way Rebbe did it. Rebbe did it! But we are not the fear, because since we found that semi-infected only, so we can take it for granted that he didn't penetrate through and through. So the male is clear. So in other words, when does the Mishnah say, means of the Eilut is a case in Zadech Shero, if we found it in Zadech, semi-infected, and we didn't turn it over to determine. So we're not going to have to bother and turn it over to make sure when to see whether the is down or is not down, so we can take it for granted. Since it's only semi-infected Shero, don't have to bother. But if we do find it for a dam, let's say, because we do what Rebbe did, we turn over to the other side, and we do find a mark of dam, so then it is labeled. Or suppose a needle was found semi-infected, and then by the time the Chochem looks at the needle, so that piece of this acacias was stolen. Somebody put it away and disappeared. So, but we know that it was found semi-infected only. So then it's clear. Because we don't have to be hedging. Maybe there is a problem.
And but if we found the states of it, then we cannot take it for granted that it happened before, that it happened after sleeping. Unless we made the thought of decay, we turned it over on the other side and we inspected it, and we couldn't see it correct out. But until we made the thorough inspection, if we found it completely infected, the snake study, then we have to be anxious that there is a koradam. We don't see it because we didn't look, we didn't gaze at it thoroughly enough, you see. This is what the Bais Yosef and the Dark Nature says in the Rambam. Then the Mordechai, here now the Mordechai, mentions in the name of Rabbi Yo or something else. He said as follows. When does the Braise say that Nitzol Kor Adam, so the Yedua, Shomifnei Ashrita, and that means even if it's an infection, because that's the Gemara of Rebbe, Hofa Chinsa, Umotzol Kor Adam, so he was magical. So the Rabbi Yo says, when does the Braise say Nitzol Kor Adam, Biyodua, that it is Lifnei Shrite, even though it is Misadecho, if we found it, the Kuradam we found outside the surface that is called the whole Haguf, if this is the Beis HaKeisis, and that is the data, and we found just where the point of the machat would come out, we found the dry droplet of blood. Kineged pnei machat bechutz. So then it's straightforward. Even though it was misadet. Even though it was misadet. But suppose we did find a white blood, but not in Bachutz, but we found it in Shnee. And even if we found it in Bachutz, but not neged the point of the Bachutz, but adjacent to it, on the sides. So then, even though we found the Kuradam, but we didn't find it mamish neged the point of the Bachutz, was at the sides, so then it's at the hood, so it's here. Mashenke, if it's Mishneh's Dodim, if it's fully infected, so then it's only Shemo if we could find any Kuret Adam in any place. But if we could find a Kuret Adam in any place, whether it's in Bachut, whether it's Mamashim in the point of the needle, or at the sides adjacent, as long as we find the Kuret Adam, so it's grateful. If it is infected, Mishneh Zod. But if it's infected, it's a dechot. Only if we found the Kuret Adam in Bachutz, connected the point of the needle. Now, if you turn to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Siman Memchet. Siman Memchet, the Aruch HaShulchan. Paragraph Mem Gimel and Mem Daled and Mem Hei. Paragraph Mem Gimel in Siman Mem Ches, Yor HaShul. Isa Nigmar, Tom Rabon, Macha Che Nitzo Bove Nisakes, Isa Dechot Sheiro, Mishnei Tzodim Treifo, Nitzo Le Kuradam, Biyadua Asha Mishnei Shchita, Loi Nitzo Le Kuradam, Biyadua Asha Lachash, Atkan Shei, Ei Nisei Shom, Maise, ובואו לפני רבל מחשים של מסעקי צה, מסעדכות, יום קורא בו, ועוד לא דם, ויטריפו. ועמדים משום מה, כל כבר דם עיניים, עד כבר שני. ולפי זה, אם זה שאירות די לא, אם כן, נכנך עוד לסם פרייסה, ומצדך על שני זרים, ועוד לא יקורא דם, גם שני זרים שאירו, ויקורא דם, גם מצדך אותך. ולא כן, אם שאירו, תהף רשים מצדכות, סתום אין שאירו, ואם צורך לי תיקחת קורא דם, וזה שעוד קורא, בואי לפני הדין. So he was machmer on himself. He didn't have to do it. So El Shammai is a king of him. And he said, God is not a train for. Actually, he didn't change him for that. And they were, he said, he should have shown him today.
אחר דם כי שלב דוי שמתחבי מים יוז אפילו לא יכול את דם המים הברו מי שרדים צדח עוד שאירו משלם זו מתחבי פה ובשיוסף ברמו בדעתובי שקוסו שזה דעך הרמב״ם בפרקבוק ומובייס ויורוש בפרקימו סימו רמדם so the Yosef and the Rambo who both say this is the Shita of the Rambam and Rosh but then here the Shita of the Rambam the Yei Shekri the Mitzad Echol in Asuro Adji Yizo Kir and Dam Mibachutz Ki Neged Pi Amach the Bezoy Mikar Shah Amach Adov Al Chutz Vichoz because if we find the Kur and Dam Ki Neged Pi Amach Ki Pi Amach so in other words this is the outside this is the Mitzakinsis and this is the outside of the Chalabu and if we find it here so it's Asur because that's the Raya that the Mahat pushed pierced through completely otherwise how would you have white droplet of blood white here obviously it pierced through completely and then the pressure by the foot pushed it back inside. But suppose you found the blood, the Kura down over here, in the feet, or even outside, but not killing the Yamaha, adjacent to it. And so if it is the Shnei Zodin, so in that case, so it's right. But if it's Tzadecho, so to be shared. So he says, Yishin Tzadecho, Nasrachim, Tzikura down, Bachut, Tzilele, Piyamaha. ובזל מתקשה מאחד אבל לחוץ לחוץ אבל נקור אדם ולפנים ואפילו מלחוץ אם הוא שום במה ולא כנגד פי המאחד שירו ובין שני גדודים וכל מיני יצרים בו אפילו נקור אדם בפנים וכל שכים בחוץ שלו כנגד המאחד but suppose we are waiting and we don't find the core down in any area whether בחוץ בפנים whether כנגד פי המאחד or adjacent to the periphery we don't find any dry droplet So then, even Mishnei Tzodim is clear, because true is Mishnei Tzodim is penetrated through and through. But obviously, it all happened after Shrite, because if it happened before Shrite, we should be able to find it for another. So these are the two Shrites of Hashem. Alright. Now, I don't want to go over these cases, because it has nothing to do with Freites, it has to do with the Sibling Shuvet. All right, about Mitzvah Havir Olam Ayin. Kim di kemachat Mitzvah Havir Olam Ayin. Take it. Ho adin keitz lechol dobo. Teda min kom ha-hosom na kebiru Mitzvah. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that if there is no instrument coupled with the leker, so then it's straight, even though we don't find the droplet of blood, of dry blood, because it just disappeared. But if there is an instrument, whether the instrument consists of a needle, or it consists of a thorn, as long as there is an instrument to which blood could cling, so the mayor, and we don't find any, so that's a raya, that it all happened after Shrike. So, had it happened before Shrike, so the blood that it produced would have formed and remained there, and it might stay. Right. Now, not from an agar. So among the traces, among the Yitzchess Reifes, Allah HaMesh, in Sinai is the Fulham. What does the Fulham mean? The Fulham means that the Behemoth fell down from a height. So then it's Reifes. Why is it Reifes? Because when it's a height, falls down from a height, so that causes a lesion in the internal organs. A lesion in the internal organs. Omar, Rabun, Hiniyah Behemoth in Bayer. ובו הוא מוטו למטו, אין חי שישים שמוסו כאיבון. And when the reason is why Nifulo is a great war, because a Nifulo necessarily entails a risu כאיבון. A disintegration, a lesion of the internal organs. Internal organs. In other words, it's impossible for a Balchai to fall down from a certain height and not suffer a lesion of the internal organs, a disintegration of the internal or a breaking of the internal organs. So, Abuna says, suppose no one saw, but At 10 o'clock, he left the behemoth on top of the roof. Let's say it's a five-story building. And he left the behemoth on top of the roof. Then he went away, and then he comes back. At 10:30, he sees the same behemoth that he left at 10 o'clock on top of the roof. Now he's in the street, on the sidewalk, near the building. So the halacha is, we do not have a differentiation that it fell off in such a way that it involved the Yitzchak Ibar. In other words, we can assume that the behemoth either, the Gemara will explain it, either it just climbed out, the behemoth also has intelligence, so it might have, what was, saw how it came down, so it might have held out, it might have flown to the walls of the building when it climbed out. Or even another explanation, when a person can jump, you know, those who are big sportsmen, they can jump from the height and not get injured. So maybe the behavior also deliberately jumped down from the roof, and in view of the fact that it was done deliberately, so he did it in such a way that it wouldn't entail any risk in the internal. So these are our witnesses. He knew our behavior in mind. We won the words of the matter. I'm crazy, she was your issue before. How who got here to have a rabbin? There was a goat, a kid, that rabbin owned. And he was a chushle be vune. He got. So toga. No fall nikara. Chushle be vune. So there was a skylight. So there was a skylight, a window in the ceiling, in the roof. There was a skylight, a window. And that goat was an intelligent goat, so it took notice that at the bottom on the ground, so the goat noticed peeled barley. And the goat likes barley, peeled barley the goat likes. So the melee, the goat jumped down through the skylight. Through that window, to the ground, after he came to Rav Ashi, then the question was presented to Rav Ashi, can we shaft that goat and eat it? After all, there's a woman and jumped down. So, after he came to Rav Ashi, Omale, called the Omar Abune, he hear the hymn of the Bible, the woman was a matter of information. So, what's the shaft? We should say, in other words, because we can explain Rabbunah's meaning two ways. One way of explaining it is that see, the other fact no one saw how it came down from the roof to the street, to the sidewalk. So we have to assume that the behemoth must have clung to the walls as it climbed down. That's the reason. So if that is the pshat in Rabbunah's meaning, so that's only Shayach, when a behemoth climbs down, it clings. But here we saw that the goat jumped through the skylight. He jumped from the roof to the ground. So then it is a trait. But there is another possible explanation of Rabbunah's deed. In other words, even without clinging to the wall, it's possible for a behemoth to jump down as long as the behemoth knows what it is doing, so it can jump, it can make footsteps in jumping in such a way that it will not involve any breaking of the internal organs, any leashing of the internal organs. So, Oidilmo, we should yod the nafshah, because it is aiming itself. In other words, the behavior, it realizes its own strength, its weak points, its strong points, and then, if the behavior did jump, so that way the behavior knew that it can jump. There are certain animals who jump, because they know they can do it in an effective way. So we should own an option. By now we own an option. So this goat too, we saw that the goat jumped. It wasn't pushed down. It wasn't unintentional. It was intentional and deliberate. So melee, if the goat deliberately jumps down, it knows how to do it in such a way it will not entail any piece of the goat. By now we own an option. We should own an option. So this is what Rav Ashi said. But I now have an option. Right, let's see that. به من یا میگه اگر نه دواره که خیلی شنو رومین شناخت کنی خیلی شنو شم نسخست که باید آن هشم سمیت رید که دیمی پروس که دیگاه این در نسیس که به این دیجا از نسخه این میشاخه چه را و بیگه این سنوره را کشم آخ همون که دیگه هم برای بینه میگه هم برای برای همه میگه هم برای نسخه را خود خوش را سیر گروپی پیل بای میگو میکنه که پیارون کنه مطلب بای دو گفت هست میشه نیز کنیم و نیزخم یه سمتون تو کوینگم شو میگفت در اخوه باید تین اگر نیزخه خسات ما بیشانی میگی بیتی چه من رو سر تکسانی شه نیزخه خس بیا بیا بیتات I think I said it first jump down through the skylight so I made a mistake I should have explained it in other words through the skylight was easy to see there was no hole it was a glass skylight it was covered but he jumped down from the roof the other side but through the skylight the boat was in with Hamelay so he got to the hour when we see the agam so he had a son and 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 he had a son The goat did jump through the arrowboat. And there was a hole. It wasn't just. It wasn't. So he did jump. I was right. He did jump through the arrowboat, through the skylight. But Rashi says here, she's giving Misa, so he got to the arrowboat. And Misa has asked him sorry. So that's in Rabunes case. Mashiach here in the case of the goat. So he did jump through the arrowboat. I'm sorry. I mean, I was right. Hayu Yimak, there was a lamb, the Havi Beirat Chabib, that was the house of Rav Chabib, the Havi Shadren Kare Basraisi, he had the habit of dragging a foot, So, Omar Rav Yimak, Hay Shibrune Nakt. So in other words, this person suffers from sciatica. In other words, sciatica. If a person suffers from sciatica, so then he cannot walk straight, but he drags a foot. He drags a foot. I think we call it a day walk for them, no? Someone who drags a foot, so he gets a forehead, I know. I mean, he's never been snapping doctor to the down. So that might be a result. That might be a result of sciatica. I know many people who have sciatica and because of that, they dread the food. So this is what he said. In other words, it's not right. Maskit lo rabine vidyume chudashem. So you see. So in other words, you see, sometimes certain things might be symptomatic of one ailment and it might be symptomatic of another ailment. I mean, this is the job of the doctor, of the internist, you know, to determine exactly why he acts this way. So here too, dragging a foot might be a symptom of sciatica, so then it's not anything. And it might be symptomatic of a broken spine. Of a broken spine, of a break in the spinal cord. So Rabbi Yehuda said that we don't have to be chayshim, that this lamb was a traitor, because we can reasonably attribute it to sciatica. So Rabbi Yehuda said, but why, after all, it's possible that this is symptomatic of a broken spine? We do not have a chayshim, but grow. So then they were bending after shrinking. So the shepherd in the boat, and the lamb, and then the obey can be found a break, a separance in the spine. As you have Batu Ochil Hezekrabi, Shagule Shriya, Chudashet Relation. Even though in this particular case it turned out to have had a broken spine, but that doesn't mean that just because it's possible that it's probable, in all probability, Nastam, if the behemoth drags a fool, a leg, so it is due to sciatica, not to a broken spine, because sciatica is very common. A broken spine is very uncommon. So merely we can attribute it to that which is common, rather than to that which is uncommon. The hind legs are in Gorgon Achel, Chikrene Krem. Hilchas Krav Yema, the Zakino Midrak Shobei. Shobei is the Shabbat Karai, the Greg Delay. Right. Schorim hamenachim zeze en chetchishim yishim risukei ivo. If, let's say, you have rams that are trained to have races with each other, and they keep on racing with each other, fighting each other, pushing one another, the rams. So then, now, so you could say that all these rams that are involved in a mutual race, in throwing one another to the ground, should be considered a slave. Because maybe when the ram was thrown to the ground by the other ram, so maybe it suffered a risukivotin condition in the internal organs. So you don't have to be chetishim. Ein chetishim kezo. The af al gav nidve v'kayme, even though the groan and the sigh when one ram pushes the other ram to the floor, so the ram that is pushed to the floor keeps on emitting sounds of groaning. So it's not because he suffered a great collision in the internal organs. Why does he groan? Because as a result of this tension, so it becomes affected with a fever. With a fever, and that's because of the fever that overtakes the ram, so the ram groans. We don't have the chetish for this fever. Aber da die Mitte, die Keine, die keep on groaning, they are the decay of it. So, think about all of them. They are affected by fever. So that's why they groan. In Ophalare, in Ophalare, but if he went down, Father Hashem. If he just the one ram pushed the other ram, so then we don't have the Hashem. But sometimes one ram, you know, he pushes him and he flies in the space over a certain distance. And then at the distance he falls down. So then we have the Hashem for his people. Omar Amenash, Hamidichre. Hamidichre, the gam began that the thieves steal. So let's say the professional thieves were accustomed to take away rents, to steal rents from a certain field, and then in order to hasten and expedite the running away, so they used to take the rents and throw them over the fence. That was, I think there was a fence, let's say. And he had rams, so he would take the ram and throw it over the fence. And then the rams, and then the ganovim themselves would jump over the fence. So one could say, since the ganovim, the thieves, were accustomed to throw the rams over the fence, and there was a fall, so the melee, that might entail a misukivot. They should be osabachir. So he says no. So Nasha says no. The hanedir chetigam vegam the eichish kibavisikivori. My time make yishodu. Amosnayi yishodu. Kehi chedel yitayu kame. Now because these ganovim, they want to use the rams. Why is this here? They want to use the rams. So when they throw the rams over the fence, they throw it in such a way. They throw it in such a way that they should fall upon their loins. In other words, they know exactly how to throw the remnants over the fence. In other words, they should fall on the loins, so that will not involve any risk at all. Why? Because, after all, because if they will not be careful to throw the remnants on the loins, so that it will not involve any risk at all, so then, what will they accomplish with their fact? After all, what's the purpose of throwing the remnants over the fence? Because they want the remnants to run ahead of them. To run ahead of them. So, but if they'll throw them in such a way that they'll suffer an injury, they're not able to run. Mm-hmm. So obviously when they're not throwing the remnants over the fence, they do it in such a way that they'll fall on the ground on the other side of the fence on their loins. So they will not suffer any injury, and they'll be able to run ahead of the Ganon. The Hane Adrinu Bada Hashim. But suppose the Ganon, they stole rents, and then they saw certain people chasing them. They saw the police chasing them. So because of the police, so they were afraid they might be apprehended by the chasers, by the police. So they, in order to escape the police, they shouldn't be apprehended by the police. So they threw the remnants over the fence and they ran away. They were already beyond the fence. But then they saw that the police is chasing them. So they threw the remnants towards the police. So then they don't care how they throw the remnants, because they just want to get rid of the remnants. So they did not necessarily throw the lens in such a way that they should fall on the loins. They don't care. They threw the lens, or they threw the lens over the fence indiscriminately. So maybe they could have fallen, let's say, on the loins, not on the loins. So that entailed the risk of falling, so that way.
Can we say that they would just be not?
What is that?
It seems from Rashi that we're just not, they're not thinking, since they see the cops coming after
that's
them,
right, that's
that
right.
They throw it without hoping it would land on the loins.
The Hanan unit out in the Mahmashira. The only they threw their rents over the fence because they were afraid of the police. Abu Mahmashuke. But suppose they threw because they repented and they didn't want that the violent should know that they stole, and because of that, they seek furtively through the lens over the fence so that they will be returned into the field of the owner of the violin. So then, since they did it because of pangs of conscience, so obviously they had mind to do it in such a way that the lens wouldn't be injured. Abu Mahmas Chube, Chube Ma'ayya Sibuda, the Gambi Gambi, Mashpiris Ma'ayya Tashla Chotzak Mikmores. Am Hashem es nimmt mir eine Frau, da bin ich jetzt bald, wo ich sehe, ah, du bist ja auch mal nach Jesu, weil ich habe schon gesagt, ich habe noch verloren. Ah. Und dann wieder mal ab. Die Korreation, if somebody took his step, he came. And hit with the step, he hit over the head of the behemoth. But the step went, was placed lengthwise on the roof of the behemoth, and it went, it was laid out lengthwise up to the zone of up to the tail, or the keep our age of all holocaust, no? If he hit it on the head, but the material went clapis, no? Lengthwise. Or how some of all if he hit with the step on the zone of the old collaboration again, it went lengthwise, in a lengthwise position. Because if this is, if the material, if it, let's say, here is the head, and here is the zone, and he hit it like this over the head, and it went like this lengthwise, so then it couldn't possibly break the spine. It couldn't. But suppose it is being shown in Chutra Paukeligabe, but if the step ended in in the middle of the Chut HaShekre, then it could result in a risky ball. In a risky ball. Chashi, with the Kitre, Chashi, no. So, if it has not, if the stick, the cane, has not, even though it was placed on the whole Chut HaShekre, but if it has not, then it is capable of causing injury in the internal organs. And the mechaye apsike, so if he did it, if he did it with wise, in other words, if he hit the behemoth with the macula and wise, then we don't have the behemoth with wise. But if he hit it like this, so then it is more likely to cause injury to internal organs. So Chashi, the high after Chashi. Alright. He keep on reaching of Tamat. No, what love is no, we can't smell the real actual. The thing of Zambo. We have a preparation without Zambo. But the work is, we have to work on Rama. We have to attack the machine. We show the good rap out in the garden. Shall we all crush it? And we tend it in the middle. On the Shechashino, Kitra the Makir lo intends not Makashim Bishir Anok. After Ken, the Hepsik of the Chabadav, Hashim of Chudashe, Omar Abnach, Beitzorechem, Ein Bein Mishim Yisuk Yevoim. Ein Mishim, now the Aloche is that suppose if Heimim falls from a certain height. So it's trained. So it's only trained if we didn't see it walk. But suppose if he fell off on a certain height, and then he got up and started to walk and run around, so then it's not great. So when we say that the behemoth that is in full of Nagat is great, if we didn't see the behemoth walking, but if we did see the behemoth walking, jumping, after it fell off the gap, so then it's a riot, that it didn't suffer any mission in the internal organs. So the question is this. Suppose a baby behemoth is born. A baby behemoth is born. And sometimes the opening of the womb in the behemoth is very narrow. So sometimes, because of the narrow opening in the womb, as it's born, after all, when a behemoth is born, it's not usually delivered by a doctor. So if it's delivered by a doctor, by an expert, so it's his way that the delivery should not involve any risk of harm. But when a baby is born, who attends to it? No one attends to it. So the male one would say that when a baby behemoth is born, we should have a change. If we didn't see the baby behemoth walking immediately after birth, so we should have a change, maybe because of the narrowness of the opening of the womb, maybe it can involve the risk of the baby, as the baby had to push itself through the mouth of the womb, through the mouth of the womb of its mother, so we don't get to the Chesh. Even though no one attempts to it, we don't get to the Chesh. So, Rei Tzorechem, Ein Bein Mishim Yisuk Yivoi, Ein Chesheshim, Shem Yitzhak, Yitzchas Fu Yivoro, Yitzorech Vashem Tzimei Yisraitz, because there are two tests that can determine that the behemoth is not a Chesheshim, even though it was a Fula. One is if we see the behemoth that fell off from the gap, from the roof, immediately stood up and started to run around. So then we don't even have to wait 24 hours. Suppose the behemoth is not able to run around after it fell off the ground from the roof. So then we have to watch the behemoth for 24 hours, whether it survives. And if it survives for 24 hours, so then it's a rather that it didn't become a traitor. Because the habit sustained very serious. This would be boring, it would not have survived for 24 hours. So this one, Nachum is saying, Beisarechem, Ein Mishum Yisuk Yevoim, we don't have the Chishish for Yisuk Yevoim, and even though we didn't see it run after the birth, and even though we didn't wait for 24 hours, so still, it's moving. Omar Rei Rodin Rab Nachum Tanim Sayro, Tinik Meilechot, Nitamei, Beisivei, that the Tinei Beyeimei Echot is Mitame, this means he has a discharge, so of Zive, so it's Mitame.
wie sagen die doch jeden, wenn ich mir diese gehen wollen? So, if we say that we should be chetschis, so here too we should be chetschis. When the baby was born without a doctor, at making the delivery, so maybe because of the narrowness of the mouth of the womb, so maybe it suffered risky born the baby. And so the baby is sick. And the halacha is that when there is a discharge in the person, there is a discharge in the person who is very sick, so then it's not coming and it's forms in it. Because the seven represents a certain condition. But if sometimes there can be a discharge because of an injury, because of a fail, so then it's not done. So these are types of issues this morning. We have to be chesish, maybe suffered mutilation of the organs. So maybe the discharge is a result of the mutilation of the organs. And that's why there is a discharge. So why is it coming to a svada is there? So it's a raya that we don't have to be chesish. Maybe the baby sustained this gibbon. So it's a raya to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says no, it's no raya, because we could apply this mishnah in either of the tamid tinnitin in echad the tamid yisibe to the case when he was taken out for his cesarean. I mean, the Gemara could have given another tenets also. Suppose there is a rape, a doctor who delivers the baby and he sees that there was no pressure, there was no dinchet in the delivery, so then we don't have to have the Gemara, but the Gemara gives one key. Alright. Or I'm asking you to answer that. Tosh, Egel Sheneyol Biyonte, Sheikh Dineisi Biyonte. In other words, it's not mukse. It's not mele. Why? Because the fetus was muhammad avine. Because even before the fetus was delivered, the baby was delivered. So you could have shechted the mother, mele, and eat the mother and the baby. So mele, the baby, he's always muhammad avine.
We have to wait 8 days. In Hilchos Shechita, then we learn have to wait 8 days from the birth?
Okay, that's only in order to determine that it's not a
but because it's not eight months.
But suppose we know
it's been tested.
It's already been tested, so then even if we didn't wait any days, so it's also mutabachim. So it's a raya that we are not chesish with this gevorim. Mochaname is a gemara refused that raya. Gemara says, Mochaname ki mishiyotza derabi. Toshma, vishovim shimei ladhu, muneimei, שזה מן המוחם. ואז אצל רש"י, וישוב עם תנועי בפריט מסכת ביצה, גם בבחיר של יורדים ומיונקה. וישוב עם תחלני סרבי מיירת, בביי אימום, משום דימוקצה, גם יורד בביי אימום, משום דימוקצה או יבין השמושת, מחמסי ספושים לחוץ, אבו מיירעיין, ומומיימה, איפי וסבור. So when is there a machleikes tamoy? If that chayr is meilad and yontev, and the womb developed after the baby was delivered, the baby behem was delivered. So then, as tamoy say, it's also bachir. It is mukte because until the womb, the blemish developed in the core, so it was kochi. It was also bachir. When did it become mutabachir? After the womb developed. And the womb developed, let's say, in the afternoon. I'm wrong. So until this time, when the womb developed, it was also bachir. So now it's mukze. So in this case, there are some tanoim who say that it's also bachir. But suppose the womb, the baby, when it was delivered, it already had a womb. So until the baby was delivered, so it wasn't Kodesh. And when can it become Kodesh? When it's delivered, when the prayer is born. But when it's born, the first from the very outset, it already has the womb. So the male, he told me, she did a do, me, she said,
תנוי דפני זכר בייציקה בפרס נובי מיליון תבישום נפי מייסר מיליון בי ביום מומשים מופשוי בן השמו שס מהמסתוכות שבחוץ אבל מי עוד היה מומיים אין מוכנו שוי נעשה מילה דוב מיים אין יהיה מוכן אגב אימא הוא מוצא דבחי רני קודם איש עד שהיא בולג וכשמי לעד הרי מומיים אין ורואים שוחים בחוץ So, isn't it a riot from this that we don't have to be chesh when a baby is born and we didn't see the baby running around and we didn't see the baby surviving for 24 hours, we don't have to be chesh for this body. It's a riot from Bachman's thing, because if we had to be chesh, how can we say that it's good about Achille, but maybe it's offered a risk of body? Maybe it's offered a risk of body. So you know, the retain of an amateur to their victim that we apply this vice also to the case where it is taken out to a Sicilian, so then certainly there is no risk of all. But if it was delivered, if it was born the natural way, then we have to differentiate. Maybe it suffered it's a given, the damage is they are late in the cottage. Maybe there is eruption in the coaching, shame cottage. Because there is a machlokes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon regarding the issue. So if the isha gives birth to a baby, if it gives birth to a zohar, so it's coming 7 days, it's mayor 7 days. If it gives birth to a kebo, it's mayor 40 days. It is mayor 40 days. So even if it will be a lady abesh, sometimes it's unusual. It's unusual. It might represent a pathological condition. But it's possible that a woman should give birth to a baby and not and that the birth should not be followed by a flow of blood. So even in such a case, if it is coupled with a flow of blood, so then it is a nidor for 7 days because of nidor, because of the flow of blood, so that's considered like a nidor. But suppose it's a lady abesh. A lady abesh. So even in other words, it's not coupled with the flow of blood. So then, even, so it's still...